Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back, 34 after the hour. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. And check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. That article, that newsletter comes by email every week. And we're now in our fourth year and haven't missed a deadline yet, so check it out. And also, don't forget the other things you can do there at my website, www.jbsba. You can listen to archives, you can read articles, a lot of different things there. And let me say this, I've been kind of keeping a little bit quiet about it lately because it's taken us longer than I thought it was going to. It always does. But the new website is almost ready, and I'm excited about showing it to you. I'm excited about showing it to you probably next week. And it's going to be, I'm really excited about it because I think you're going to like it. So we're going to be delivering a lot of brand new power, a lot of new content power that I don't think you will not have seen anywhere else in the world. So check that out when you get a chance. I'll be telling you more about that a little bit later on. Julie Morgenstern is a new friend. She's the author of Time Management from the Inside Out. She's a best-selling author of this book, and she's a founder of a company called Taskmasters, which is a professional organizing company, and she's our new friend. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we're talking about your book. By the way, congratulations on the success with your book.
Thank you very much.
And by the way, folks, it is a New York Times bestseller, and time is our most precious commodity, and that's pretty intuitive. I mean, people would hear me say that, and they'd say, well, duh. But the reason I think it's important to focus on it is because more than any other commodity that we have, this most precious one is the one that we probably waste the most.
Yeah,
and that's totally counterintuitive.
Yes, it's true, and I think it's true. Both statements are true. It's our most precious commodity, and we somehow forget that minute to minute or hour to hour and lose a lot of time and waste a lot of time. I think a lot of the wasted time is due to either just poor planning,
Or no planning.
Yes, or no planning. And I think particularly for business people who are on, you know, small business people are on the go, go, go all the time, and they're always trying to, you know, they're operating lean and trying to make, you know, deal with clients and customers. And planning and slowing down and sort of mapping things out can feel not very productive. You're not making money when you're planning. So it may feel to a small business owner like, I don't have time to do that. I'll just sort of wing it. But when you wing it, you make the wrong choices, you run around in circles a lot of times, you just don't get to what's most important. So the strategy is really important, and that's what planning's all about. How do I want to make use of this day or this week or this month to meet my goals?
That's well said. And the thing that happens to us in small business, Julie, is that when you think of planning, you think of something that's a linear program, a linear action, one step after the other, and in a logical form. And the truth is that's not how our life works. Our life is more like a roller coaster,
right?
And you know, it's manic depressive, it's bipolar. You know,
right.
one minute we're excited because we got a contract, and the next minute we're devastated because we got an unhappy customer, and all the good stuff and all the bad stuff lands on us full force. And it really distracts us from being good planners, doesn't it?
It does. Well, you know, it's really interesting because you're talking about sort of what I would call a qualitative approach to time or to your day. So something good happens, you're in a great mood, you have lots of energy, you're ready to take on the world. Something terrible happens, and you're like, oh no, you know, and you're devastated, and you slow down, and one of the techniques that I teach in the book and when I speak is that the very first skill for becoming a good time manager is to sort of move away from a qualitative relationship to a quantitative. And by that, I mean, don't just make a list of what do I need to do and how do I feel about it, but what do I need to do and how long will each task take? And getting better and better at accurately calculating in advance how long tasks will take you is what I would call a gateway skill to good time management. It just changes your entire relationship to your day. This is a 1 hour task, and I have 4 15-minute phone calls, mm-hmm. and I have a 2 hour proposal to put together, and so on. And suddenly you see the commodity of your day, and you see, wow, I don't really have enough time to do all of that, and
right.
then you start making good decisions.
That's when now you're planning. Stand by,
exactly.
Julie. We're going to take a quick break. Julie Morgenstern is our guest. The book is called Time Management from the Inside Out. 20 till. Stay with us.
Once upon a time, it been so fine. The book
we're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Peggy Ridgway. She's a new friend. She's written a book called Web Savvy for Small Business. She's going to help us put our best foot forward online. And then after Peggy, we're going to be visiting with an old friend, Tim Berry, the world's business planning expert. We're going to do some of this planning that Julie has been telling us about to do a little better job of managing our time. We're going to actually talk about doing some business planning with Tim. That's coming up in the next hour. Julie Morgenstern is our guest and our new friend. She's the author of Time Management from the Inside Out. Her book, Organizing from the Inside Out, was a New York Times bestseller. And the new book, Time Management from the Inside Out, Julie, is now available wherever books are sold?
Yes.
All
yes.
Right. And where, and by the way, folks, the last name is spelled Morgenstern, Morgenstern, Julie Morgenstern, if you're typing that into any of the online search engines. Julie, what about a website? You got one?
Yes, it's juliemorgenstern.com.
Okay, that's easy enough. What will we find when we get there?
Oh, all kinds of information, and there's a bulletin board where people post a lot of questions and answer each other. There's a really big community of people helping each other solve organizing problems.
Right.
Pictures, before and after pictures.
What about articles? Free articles
links,
and things
links
like that?
Links to articles, yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
We like those things because that's how we get educated, and I'm sure they can find out a little bit more about your books there as well.
Yeah, there's information yeah. about the books and tapes, and there's a little web store.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like the way you identified this. I've never heard anybody else do that, talk about time from a qualitative standpoint and from a quantitative standpoint. And you say we should move from qualitative, from the emotional side of planning, to more the technical, maybe the quantitative side, right?
Right. I think that's a way to get a grip. I mean, obviously, you don't want to be a robot in your life, but in order to get a grip and to plan realistically and to get over some of the humps of delegation, which is a very hard skill for a lot of people, which is psychologically loaded, if you just start asking how long will each task take, you suddenly delegation is not a problem. You know, the psychology disappears when you start moving into just how long things take. And it doesn't mean that you want to move totally away. That's how you get to a quality of life. Obviously, that's what we're all after is a good quality of life. McDonald's had done a survey recently that found that 96% of Americans only enjoy a fraction of their day.
Huh.
And I think that that's because we're so caught up in the go, 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 or get caught up in other people's agendas and don't feel like we're really taking enough time for ourselves. And I think that business owners are particularly guilty about that because you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting that they actually came up with a game to help people start to enjoy their time more, and it's, you know, something called winning time, and they have vacations and a year of free home cleaning service, which, you know, is a very popular prize. And mm-hmm. I think the reason for that is because your work all day, and then you get home, and you feel like you have another job, which is cleaning and errands and chores. And it's very important to get out from under. And, you know, it's fascinating that even McDonald's is, you know, trying to be sensitive to the fact that we're kind of an overworked nation.
Absolutely. Well, we really are. America is more than any other country. I've traveled around the world. I'm sure you have. And we really take it more seriously than any other place I've ever been.
Yeah, work?
Yeah.
Oh, we take work much. Yeah, we're
We don't know what a siesta is. You know,
no.
It's amazing how many parts of the world have, you know, they knock off after lunch and take a nap.
Right.
We don't do that much, but
we don't do that, and we're a very productive nation, and I think that that's good. But I think that you can work yourself past the point of productivity into sort of oversaturation and exhaustion, and then you're really not so productive, and you need to take a break.
One of the things that happens, and you talk about this in your book that I want to get into a little bit. One of the things that happens is when we see a project. Sometimes we see that project as an elephant we're supposed to eat all at once.
Right.
And we got to figure out how to break this down, break that project down into bite sizes, because if we don't, we get to this thing that I wanted to talk about, which is procrastination.
Right. That's absolutely true.
Procrastination manifests when we see a project that we think we can't deal with because it's too big, and then we just put it off and we put it off.
Right, that's exactly right. And when you're procrastinating, that's when you're really wasting time because you're just doing anything other than that project. You're not even necessarily doing important things.
But it's even worse than that, Julie, because you're not only putting it off, but you're feeling bad about it.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I usually suggest to clients that for any big, overwhelming project, start out by trying to break it down into five steps. Five is a really good number. And just come up with five steps. Just break it down into five. Sometimes you'll come in a little less. Maybe it'll end up being three steps. Other times it'll be more. But five is a really good number to keep in mind. What five steps could this be broken down into?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just do one at a time. I would never try to do more than one of the steps in any given day. Sometimes one step might take you a week.
Right.
But
And you could possibly get it down into small steps. Some of the steps might be so small that you could do it while you're waiting on hold for somebody. That to me, that's one of the things that's helped me is to get to a point where some of the steps I make progress when I would have otherwise been wasting time.
Exactly. And it just feels good to move forward on projects.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have it broken down into very particular steps that can be done, steps that take no longer than an hour. I mean, I like steps in a project to be 1 hour max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good suggestion. Julie, stand by. Folks, we're visiting with our new friend Julie Morgenstern. She's the author of Time Management from the Inside Out. We're going to take a quick break and be right back after these messages. It's 10 till. We're back. It's 7 till. Julie Morgenstern is our guest and our new friend. She's the author of Time Management from the Inside Out. We've been getting some great time management tips from Julie this visit. And Julie, what do you mean when you say from the inside out?
From the inside out means to me that the way you organize your time and your space, quite frankly, should be based on not somebody else's idea of how it should be, but really built around your own natural habits.
Your personality.
Your own personality, yeah. And everybody's very different. I mean, I had a client, for example, who, and this is not uncommon at all, had hundreds of notepads, you know, all these legal pads with notes all over them. And, you know, every time he was about to make a phone call, he would write on a notepad. And every time an idea came into his head, he'd write on a notepad. And when he was on the phone, he'd write on his notepad. And each page had, I don't know, 12 or 15 different topics. So he saved them all thinking, oh, there's an important phone number. There's an important thought. There's a brainstorm on one of those pages. But there were so many pages to ever go through. And he was saying to me, I have to stop doing all this writing. And I said, no, you don't have to stop doing your writing. That's the way you think. But what you want to do is shift from writing multiple topics on each page to just one topic per page. So we actually just shrunk down the size of the notepad, and the rule was one topic per page.
Mm-hmm.
And that's working with his natural habit of thinking things through by writing them down. and making him more organized by just limiting how much could be on a page so he could throw it out or file it or hand it to somebody and keep the papers moving.
So how do we find out what our natural style is, what is inside of us that needs to come out? How do we know what that is?
Well, it's whatever you're fighting. I mean, a lot of people respond very well to last-minute pressure, and they keep trying to change that in themselves, and I usually tell them to stop trying to fight that. And if you respond well to last-minute pressure, fine. Structure yourself that way. Mm-hmm. But you can also move your deadlines up. You usually don't start something until the day before it's due for a client, for example. You can actually do it a week in advance, but only give yourself the day. Say, this must be done tomorrow, and absolutely have it done by the next day, and then move on to some other project so that you actually have the little safety factor that if in that 24-hour period you've given yourself to do the project, some crisis comes up, you actually have the wiggle room, but otherwise get it done and move on. And so you just want to sort of work with the fact that you do better under last-minute pressure, but you build in safety factors. Or you look at when you do work. I used to, when I first started my business, when I was writing the first book, I kept trying to write during the day and found I couldn't get anything done. And then right before I went to bed, I'd just give it one more shot, and I'd be writing for 2 or 3 hours into the night.
Yeah.
And I realized after a couple weeks, this is when I like to write. This is when I naturally write, so I'm going to stop trying all day long and just write at night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did, and it made my life much easier.
It made you much more productive, didn't it?
Sure.
What about chronic lateness, people who are late all the time?
Chronic lateness is usually goes back to either miscalculating how long things take, or there's also a whole psychological side to that.
Some people just... I mean, they just live their life like that.
They live their life like that, and I think it's been my experience that people who live that way, always late, always running, a lot of times those are people with sort of a kind of a fear of downtime. And they're just not comfortable sitting still. They get very anxious waiting. They need to be on the move all the time. And never take vacations. That survey I was telling you about that McDonald's did said that 50% of Americans feel they need more vacation. And I would bet that every business owner feels that way but is very unlikely to take it.
Right.
Because you feel you can't break away from the business.
Can't leave, right. Mm-hmm.
But when you do break away from the business, every time you do it, you come back refreshed. You end up with brilliant ideas. You solve problems from the mountaintop. Right, instead of in the middle of the piles.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really worthwhile.
Right.
It's hard to let go.
Because we got to wrap things up. But now, you actually are available to work with people on this, aren't you?
Yes, I have a company, and I have a whole team of organizers and time management experts who I've trained and who work for me.
And they can find that
based in New York.
They can find that at juliemorgenstern.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you, Julie, for being here.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Will you come back another day?
Sure.
We'll get you back.
Love to.
Thank you very much. Good job.
All right.
Julie Morgenstern, ladies and gentlemen. Time management from the inside out, wherever books are sold. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.